Video games are the devil.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
Yeah, it is. Let me turn that thing on one time, T-Mill. How you feel about that?
Real deal.
Turned on.
As well, you should be. It's a party, man. It's a party with Dirty. You should be good and turned on.
Let's get it.
Well, the O-line in Houston has been rough. The pass protection, which I've reiterated a million times, to be fair to the offensive line, it's an overall pass protection problem. It's been as bad as I recall seeing with any team that I've ever covered, with the exception of the 2023 Arkansas Razorbacks. They have not been that bad. But there is no doubt about it that is a huge talking point, probably the biggest talking point that consistently that we've had beyond the penalties for a couple of weeks, the injuries now overall, but the consistent week in, week out, most concerning topic with the Houston Texans is these guys can't pass protect at this point in time for the best young quarterback in the game and what at the end of last year was considered a top five quarterback in the game. And Nick Caserio, general manager, all due respect, he goes on the Texans All Access with the boys last night. And of course, he's asked about the offensive line and about the pass protection. And here's what Nick has to say.
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's a little bit of a lazy narrative. So, I mean, there's so many components. I mean, you have 35, 40 passes, so the quarterback's not hitting every play. So, I mean, sometimes there's a defensive call where they have more than you can block. So you have to have an answer built into the play. So, you know, we had our moments, times where CJ was able to maneuver in the pocket. He made a number of plays the other day where he kind of found some space and was able to deliver the ball. So playing quarterback is, part of playing quarterback is playing with a little bit of a dirty pocket. So I also think, you know, we've got to be careful of painting a picture about the offensive line. We certainly had our moments. I mean, we ran for I don't know how many yards. We threw for 280 yards. So, I mean, there's a lot of positives. So the things that we have to get fixed, you know, we're going to look at those and figure out a way to get them fixed. So, but sometimes you got to give a credit to the defense as well, because sometimes they have a call that's conducive to that situation that maybe doesn't match up with what you have called offensively. So that's the way it goes. So that group cares a lot. The coaches care a lot. So always looking for ways to improve. And if there's an opportunity for us to do that, then yeah, we will.
Tyler, can you play that one more time for me, just about the first 4 seconds?
Yeah, I know what you're looking for.
Yeah, I think, honestly, it's a little bit of a lazy narrative. So,
that's enough. This one pisses me off, boys.
Wow, dude.
I'm going to tell you, you don't have to like me, you don't have to love me, you don't respect me. And there is absolutely nothing worse than being lazy in my eyes. I mean, there's obviously, Ron looks at me like, yeah, there's a couple things worse. No, I just bear with me here. Like, they're lazy takes and lazy opinions. I know that's a lot of folks in the media like to use that. It should be disrespectful. But I'm going to tell you, being a guy that has been beating the drum of this protection and this offensive line, along with the tight ends and the running back, that's awful. It's unacceptable. They should be embarrassed. We're at a point where D'Amico and Bobby Slowick and even Nick, if he would like, should have no problem commenting, publicly about how, not about individuals, but at least about how we're not going to win a championship with this level of protection. We've got to get better. They should feel very comfortable in benching guys, which they did. So this one pisses me off, Nick. I wholeheartedly disagree with you and D'Amico playing down the pass protection, the O-line issues. I don't know how anybody, which I believe that Nick Caserio and D'Amico Rines and Bobby Slowick and company, I believe they're very, 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 very some of the most elite in terms of being smart football guys. There's no way that any of them watch this film and go, yeah, man, it's a lazy narrative if anybody didn't think our offensive line is pass protecting well. It's kind of lazy, man. People aren't watching the film. Now, I will say this. I do think that there is a, you know, if you're somebody or if your take is that the O-line is awful because pass protection is awful and you don't include the tight ends and you don't include the backs and you don't include the silly ass, schemes that they're trying to do and some of the follow-up comments that they've made about every team in the NFL uses their tight ends to block edge rushers. We got to ask the guys got to execute it. Like all of that is the problem. It's not just Kenyon Green at left guard or just the offensive line. Now, I can see where that may be a lazy narrative, but there's no bones about it. Anybody that wants to accurately analyze the Texans is going to arrive at the O-line has been dog doo-doo this year protecting the quarterback and all parts of pass protection with this particular football team has been extremely, extremely poor. I don't know how you comment on that, Ron, but it just pissed me off, and I thought I would.
I just want to say, me and Nick were after a rocky start. We were
moving close,
going out for frozen yogurt, Nick, and Nick's lying. Nick knows he's lying. I think at times GMs and coaches have to lie.
I believe in Nick Caserio.
They do lie. Some don't. Bill Parcells, I think, just goes up there and
says, but you can't call me and everybody else lazy.
No, I know. I think he stepped all into it and really gave it, but I think he's lying. The reason why I know he's lying is because you all told us it was a problem. Y'all ain't benched the running backs.
You didn't bench any wide receivers.
You didn't bench any wide receivers.
Oh, my God.
When do we know it was a problem blocking tight end with defensive ends and running and putting him in the fullback role? Who got benched from doing that?
A tight end.
Dalton Schultz. We knew that was a problem. Who got benched in this game? Who did you take out in the first quarter? Three drives in the first quarter. You ain't take out the receivers. You took out your left guard. And it continued to be a problem when you had to put him back in. So, listen, it is not a lazy narrative, and you know it, Nick. And we know it. We can look out there. You don't have to be Andy Heck or Scarnecchia or Andy Reid, who's had anybody with great history with offensive line play. We could look out there and understand them brothers is dazed and confused and getting beat down.
Yeah.
Like, it ain't lazy. And you know it.
Yeah, this is I'm listening to Payne and Pendergast this morning, Ron, and I hear that audio, and I was like, boy, I've been hot ever since. I've been waiting for Dirty's Daily ever since to get on Nick's ass. Like, I was hot, boy. Because there ain't nothing more real and more true and more detrimental to winning a Super Bowl for this team than what we've been watching with this offensive line, and then to get backhanded with it. I can't let it rest. But I'm watching, and I do want to make a point. Sean and Seth had nothing to do with my statements here, my segment here, Nick. So bring the heat
to get that frozen yogurt.
Yeah, I did hear a stat too, because Seth didn't take very kindly to it either. Surprise, surprise. But the CJ Stroud is the fourth most sacked and the fourth most knocked down quarterback in the league.
You know the answer to that.
Tell me your pass protection and your offensive line is not literally baby Laney doo-doo soft.
Yeah, but at this point, man, by the way, baby Laney is his youngest daughter.
11 months. 11 months.